Welcome to Podcast 2187. Enjoy the show. And don't forget to submit your blaster for inspection.
Este way.
Welcome to Podcast 2187. And we have our full panel tonight with Andrea and Jared and Mark and me. Of course, how are you doing? And I'm just going to throw that out generically and not call out to anybody specifically.
It's an honor to be a part of this panel.
Hey guys, I'm wearing thin.
Wait, to start.
I can snap at any minute. I'm just saying, I've been screaming at the top of my lungs a lot because, like, nobody can hear anything in these apartments. It's pretty well soundproof, and yet sounds like I'm under a herd of elephants.
Okay, so. Let us know if it gets pretty bad, because I'll specifically listen in if I notice any of it. Because so far, I don't hear anything, if it's happening right now.
That's so frustrating. It's not right now, but I don't know if it was earlier. Mark seemed to hear it, maybe. Yeah,
I heard it. I think I heard it fine. It sounded like a tap dancing pony.
That was it. That was them.
Okay, well, we'll want to listen in.
There's a stupid little meme that goes around, and my wife can't stand it because she hates the song. But it's some dog that's tap dancing to Toto's Africa.
I love that meme.
So do I.
But is it like a corgi? Is it a really excited corgi?
Yes.
It's adorable.
So it reminds me of the little feet sound like
did
that.
Did you see the one?
On wood. Can I finish my conversation? Look, remember last week when I interrupted you?
Did you see the one? Did you see the one where it's a dog in the snow and the caption is like, every dog should get a soundtrack, and it's like, it's so cute.
I've not seen
that one. All right, the other one is cute too. He's mad now.
No, I'm good. I thought I heard something. Hold on one thing. Go on. Go on without me. I gotta verify that this house is safe.
What's everyone's favorite vine?
Okay, no. Hey.
I don't have one of those. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't have a vine? Like, you've seen vines. What's your favorite one?
No, I don't think.
All right, I have a list. All right?
Oh my goodness.
So, my number one is I smell like beef, girl. The girl who goes, I smell like beef. Okay. That one's really funny. Look that one up. Number two is the kid who says LeBron James, but he says it funny. He said it's just him saying LeBron James. LeBron James. I retweeted that one yesterday because it's hilarious. Number three is a kid who's singing Freak Ocean, but you can't see him. You see a potato attached to a fan. And it's just the kids singing, going, a potato flew around my room before you came. And that one's also really funny. So that's my top three vines
by the Podcast
287 panel.
Well, I'm looking up how to see if there's a way to mute individual lines in a Skype conversation.
Oh, come on.
I guarantee that someone will tweet me when this comes out being like, I also love one of those vines because they're all hilarious.
Well. I'm just trying to say that feature doesn't exist yet.
LeBron James.
I really hope that's true. Is Mark back? I want to hear the rest of Mark's story as well.
No, my story's fine.
What? You guys don't have any top vines?
I don't.
Any what?
I
a favorite vine.
Vine?
Yeah, like the short videos you see on Twitter.
Oh no! Anything where no, I like Vine compilation videos though.
So, what's your favorite out of those compilation videos?
You know, I think the ones that always made me laugh were ones where like there'd be a baby walking down the hall, and all of a sudden some character from like Street Fighter will come out, and either A, it was Zangief and he'd powerbomb the baby, or it'd be somebody like a shuriken or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Firebomb the baby. The baby would be falling anyways. It's like those stupid ones with where it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi would like, or Qui-Gon Jinn would do a little hand move where, and like, knock somebody over.
Like that one video where the guy is like a special effects editor and he edited all his kids like playtime videos to be like really special affected.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. I don't know.
But he showed his kid falling in lava.
Yeah, but see, his kid, did his kid really fall?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like from a couch or whatever. Like not far.
Yeah, like he was, they were playing like the floor's lava or something.
He didn't have the guts to push his kid off like a slide or a jungle gym.
What would be better is if after they show the floor is lava or whatever, if they had his kid come out looking like Anakin, all burnt up.
No, with those special effects, that'd be amazing.
Do that, and then I'll be impressed.
All right.
And have your kid tell you, "I hate you, Dad."
Little kid who's trying to convince his mom he should be allowed to take the cake he tried to get earlier? He keeps saying Linda, Linda, Linda. Is that a Vine?
I don't know what you're talking about, but.
That one is a hilarious internet video.
Beef is like a minute long. They just cut it down for a Vine.
Yeah, that other one's like 2.5 minutes or whatever, but it's hilarious, and it's like a 5-year-old or 4-year-old just trying to like rationalize it with his mom. Like basically, it's like, no, you don't understand. We're at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and they let me do whatever I want. He's like, I don't care if you're here.
Okay, I have a way to bring this back to Star Wars. Everyone who's listening, that's really mad. Have you guys seen the Star Wars? It's called. If you search on YouTube, I'm pretty sure it's called Han Solo Incest Realization, and it's Han and Leia kissing in Return of the Jedi, and she's like, it's when she's like, no, he's my brother or whatever, and they kiss, and then like you see his face and you just hear sirens, and then it shows him like thinking about Luke and Leia kissing, and he's like, wait. It's really funny. I'll tweet it out.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyways, that's all the good stuff.
Tim has no control over this ship.
No.
One more.
No, that's why I said I tried to look up if it could mute individual lines, but you can't do that. So.
Okay. This was all Star Wars related.
Today.
This is all Star Wars related.
Can somebody go look on Twitter right now? It is 6:29, which is 9:29 Eastern time. If Kanan is dead, we might start seeing people like, oh my God.
Because the episode just ended. Is that right?
Let's see.
While we do that, can I tell you guys about another funny video? So there's one. Did you guys play the Star Wars Connect game?
No.
So there's a video of just the Han Solo level, and there's a Han Solo song that they like made original for this video. And it's just the song and him dancing, and it's very funny. And then someone, when the Han Solo trailer came out, edited the Han Solo trailer to just have that song play in the background, which I also found very funny. So I'm going to tweet those out to you guys, too. You're welcome, everyone.
Hold on, I'm looking for Kanan death reaction.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull that. So I'm not seeing anything yet about that.
Wow, shocking.
I see people talking about it.
Ice dancer devastated after wardrobe malfunction. I see that.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Like 30 seconds ago.
Did he die?
Well, I see a tweet 30 seconds old that says RIP Kanan.
Oh, well. I'm like a spoiler there. Who's that one?
Let's see. It's. I don't follow this person, but it's.
I just realized Star Wars I don't account. Follow anyone who tweets about Star Wars. I'm reading my timeline. I'm like, there's nothing.
I was gonna say, am I muted? But then I realized, like, I only tweet about Star Wars like once every 5 days.
No, wow!
Oh, I've got Brian Young saying there's something in my eye.
I'm seeing people say no. Yeah. I'm gonna look at the podcast Twitter.
Oh, this is much better. On the podcast Twitter, there's a lot of reactions.
So, like, people are making, what do you call it? I think if you hashtag it, it's better, you know?
Oh, my God, my broken heart.
Wow. I'm going to hashtag, yes.
No. repeatedly. A lot of that. Oh, Kanan Hara.
Then 90s sitcom studio audiences, huh? No.
Okay, I guess Hera says, literally, I love you, and they kiss right before he dies.
Literally the exact scene happened in the second X-Men movie when Jean Grey became the Phoenix Force.
Wait, so Kanan became the Phoenix Force? Did he become a wolf? A loth wolf?
Why literally right after the confession? I knew this was coming, but still devastating, no less.
See, this is interesting, because so far, like, nobody I follow...
It seems like he did some money moves.
Okay, I scrolled down to someone who just has Kanan in their handle and has nothing to do with Star Wars. It was very funny because it was so different. They're all about like, no, oh, I'm so
I'm
sad.
I'm Star Wars totally... Rebels hashtags. These are just like random people.
Okay, I just tweeted a gif of, who is it? Somebody from Kelso or whatever from 70 Show screaming yes. think I can lose any followers from it?
Oh, I don't know, because I already interacted with it already.
I'm at 33 is the final two of it, so we'll see how many I lose within the next hour or so.
33, yeah. Yeah, because so far, the people I follow, I'm not really seeing much conversation about that yet, but if you search the word Kanan, like, it's all there.
That's what I did.
If you go on the Star Wars Rebel hashtag, man, people are upset.
For real. Like,
someone tweeted, no one ever tell me Filoni is a master storyteller ever again. Damn,
we didn't in the first place.
Don't say that stuff. We were on record like 2 years ago saying junk that we don't mean anymore.
We didn't call him a master storyteller, I don't think. I mean, I didn't. I don't think anybody else did. I don't know.
Also said Phoenix.
I don't like the sound of this.
X-Men 2. I don't. I've never seen that movie.
So Jean dies and uses Phoenix, absorbs the Phoenix crap to like save everybody or whatever. And I'm worried that that's gonna be the same crap. But then again, it doesn't make sense because, I mean, is Kanan Scott who also dies in that movie?
Someone is complaining that no one should complain about Luke's powers in The Last Jedi because of what Kanan just did.
What did he do?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch it.
I'm thinking he must have turned into a giant flaming wolf.
Here's the deal. All you people that are out there like, oh, don't ever tell me he's a master storyteller again. Guess what? I've had to sit through Han Solo and Luke Skywalker die and F you, Admiral Akbar. Sorry.
He became fried fish.
Right?
No,
also known as fish fry.
Emlakbar and who was cut down in such a way like who for story purposes to explain the chain of command was like Akbar and a bunch of people died. Like it was so unceremonious. Like nobody's sad about it. Like it's not like there's no respect given. It's just like
so,
point of fact.
Andy,
the fish
Andy just
gone.
Tweeted dot dot dot.
Who just tweeted?
Indiana Jedi.
He just tweets dot dot dot. He's so funny.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing.
They had to kill him.
I saw one of the tweets I did just see basically said we all knew that this was coming, but the person didn't like how it was done because it felt rushed, which reminds me of the whole Darth Maul Obi-Wan thing. So that kind of makes me wonder how do you guys think for future big things that go on? Like, should they be in half-hour cartoons? I mean, I know Clone Wars wasn't really... I mean, there was a half-hour cartoon, but the episodes were so linked together, so it didn't feel that way. But with Rebels, they're more individualized half-hour episodes. So what do you think?
I think the aftermath's still coming, and the rest of this half-hour. So, you know, the Maul thing felt absolutely rushed at the end. But you know, if they start in a TV show, I think they should. There's nothing wrong with dying in a TV show.
I mean, yeah, I do second that as well.
Well, I think you can do big emotional stuff in half hour shows, like you said with Clone Wars, and because they can have arcs and they can have some more individualized episodes and standalone, you know, and some that are more serialized. I think that it's not one or the other, you know.
Right. And see, and like another thing is that now that we, because by the time people listen to this episode too, more than likely you've seen Rebels because it's, you know, coming out now as we're recording, and it's not out until the day after, all that good stuff. So I feel like we can discuss this, not like it's too late to throw out that spoiler tag or anything, but what do you think Rebels does now?
Kanan dies is trending with 10 tweets.
That's really what it says?
If it's trending with just 10, then that must
be. No, I just typed in Kanan and said Kanan dies, 10 tweets. I was like, oh, all right.
But what, what is, what happens to Rebels from this forward?
I think
forward?
Ezra is going to have a little breakdown. And then like be like, I'm not doing this Jedi thing no more. Hopefully. And just go off with Sabine and just they do like their own thing and like their planet. And then Hera is obviously going to like drown herself in her work.
Okay, so
that's what she does.
Mark.
So that's going to make for a boring show.
What?
Well, Mark, here's a tweet for you. It says, why is Kanan's death harder to take than any other Star Wars death?
Right. Right. But maybe these people, you know, what would happen if they live tweeted the first time they saw a Star Wars movie? It's going to happen before you know it. People just be live tweeting all day when they're watching movies.
Well, yeah. I think so too.
I think I'm gonna kill them if they do.
There is an elderly woman next to me, Black Panther, this weekend, who got out her phone like 3 or 4 times during the film. And just it was like on full brightness, and she just had no, she just didn't give a crap at all. And it was distracting, and like, I don't really care, but it was annoying. I can't imagine what it would be like to people who are more sensitive and who have a harder time like getting back into it. You know?
Yeah, I think theater etiquette is definitely going out.
It is. People just don't even care.
No. No, I don't know. I thought I got my ticket far enough ahead of time that somebody wouldn't sit next to me, but good Lord.
Well, I'm waiting for like a tweet theater where they like we openly encourage live tweeting at these movies.
They were going to. Really? I think AMC said they were going to do it. They were going to try and get people to come, try and get millennials with their avocado toast to come to to come to the theater.
Millennials already go to the movies. I'm going on Wednesday.
They want you to go all the time.
I don't live tweet. None of my
they
friends
want you
live
to not use MoviePass. They want you to pay.
I don't use MoviePass. Boom. Breaking millennial stereotypes.
What are you going to see?
One podcast at a time. I'm seeing Black Panther on Wednesday.
Oh, not 50 Shades?
No.
I saw 50 Shades. Did I give my review? It was the best. It was the best one yet. I'm not
really because my aunt saw it and she said it was garbage.
I just remember the stuff I heard about the second one making no sense.
They're all relatively garbage, but the thing was this one was more on story and less on just gratuitous random.
That's probably why she didn't like it.
She came there for one thing. Smut.
She came there for the
Yeah. Yeah. There's really nothing. There's nothing worse than my wife and I are sitting there, and I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. And then I look, and there's like this 80-year-old couple come in and sits down.
Listen, let them do it. They don't know how to use the internet.
She's like, they're gonna be surprised. I said, I don't think so. I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they're just getting
go see the third movie of a random, you know, light S&M bondage film. They know.
I think they're just exploring their what they have access to. Like I spent an hour on the phone with my mom yesterday teaching her how to use how to order something off of Etsy. So if it takes her that long to figure out how to use Etsy, there's no way she's like learning how to look up stuff online. Like go see 50 Shades, girl. What?
You have the patience for that?
I held it together surprisingly well. I was like, just send me a link and I'll order it to you. And then it was, how do I send a link? And I was like, oh my God.
You couldn't pay. How do I cut and pay Christ.
Yeah, she was like, what do you mean? I was like, when you typed in www.etsy, and she goes, yeah. And I'm like, copy that. And she's like, well, what do I, how do I copy it?
Oh, no.
Like, what do you mean? You've copied stuff before. Like, you know how to do it.
So, right. Mark, when you first said, when you first mentioned going into the movie having no idea what it was, just made me think of when my grandma and her Liban border friend, when they were like old, in her 80s, went to see There's Something About Mary.
Oh my God.
They made it all the way to the scene with the old lady topless, and they just walked out. I think the only way they made it as far as they did is because they didn't get the sequence with the zipper at the beginning. Because there's no way they would have stayed. My grandma would have been aced out. She'd been like, all right, we're out of here.
Okay, wait, I got one. I got a Kanan tweet.
Okay.
I'm ready. I've composed myself and realized that Kanan will probably be back as Force Ghost or voice, since Yoda probably taught him. Please? Let me just say right now.
All right.
Maybe in Filoni's world that's possible, but logically, never.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, the only way would be in a different Filoni animated series, I think. I think that's like the only way it would happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe this season of this show.
You never know. We don't know what Filoni's working on.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was just like a voice like Obi-Wan and A New Hope to Luke at the end. They may just get Freddie Prinze Jr. to say something at some point before the series is over, to Ezra or something. But Ezra.
That would be cool, though. If he's just like, I never liked you, Ezra. just be an a-hole first ghost.
I gotta say, I'm not surprised you gave up being a Jedi. You were always a disappointment, and I knew you wouldn't make it.
Or even better, if Ezra's having like a moment, he's like, I just need someone to tell me what to do, and then Kanan's voice comes in and just says, give up. That'd be good too.
I like that.
that's not bad at all. That's pretty good.
So I still haven't come across anything in my normal timeline yet. I mean, I did see the .. from Andy, but other than that, and that doesn't give anything away.
I looked on the podcast timeline, and there was a lot.
Okay. Oh, well, there are a couple things, though.
Hey, hold on. Here we go.
Oh, what's this?
No way Kanan Jarrus is actually... No way Kanan Jarrus is actually dead. I refuse to believe it.
Oh, really?
And we got this one from Saputra Nural. Mo Hidap Donang Nagak Usa Nigal Kira Kanan. I'm not sure if that is actually have anything to do with Rebels or not. It might just be Tagalog.
I don't know what this is about, but Jeremy Conrad just said, nice job, Disney XD, posting the biggest Rebels spoiler ever on YouTube before the show airs on the West Coast.
Jeremy, you're on Twitter.
No, but I'm kind of curious to see what this is about. Let me go to Disney's YouTube channel.
I feel badly for people who maybe are new to social media, but at the same time, if you're not, it's like, I've said it before, I'll say it again, they put the hashtags in the bottom of network TV shows in the corners. Oh. It's encouraged. So everybody get over yourselves.
No, for real. like the newest video on Disney XD's YouTube channel is titled Jedi Knight, The Death of Caleb Doom.
Oh my God, before, like it won't air for so long here.
I can watch it right now if I want to. It's right here on YouTube.
You got 2 hours and 15 minutes before it even airs here on Mark and I's coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind
Scamola.
Of...
Scamola.
I'm totally skipping around just a tiny bit to see if there's any Phoenix thing here to watch for.
I do...
Oh, yes, he did. Holy crap.
Do you think it's bad to just, like, live tweet stuff, though? Without, like, a hashtag or anything? Because... That always sucks when I work. Like, I try not to schedule myself Sundays when Game of Thrones is on. But sometimes I have to work Sunday evenings, and I'll be on my break, and everyone will be watching Game of Thrones and live tweeting about it. And even though I have the hashtags like muted, people don't use them.
But then if
you complain about it, people will be like, "Well, you shouldn't be on Twitter." And I'm like, "Well, I'm on my break from work. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just stare at four walls?" Like,
no, I think you're totally right that if they're going to do it, like I said, it is encouraged, but they put the hashtag up for a reason. So
right.
Do the hashtag or don't live tweet. It's really easy. It's super simple. Like that, but that way no one could complain if you were trying to avoid it. You mute the hashtag, boop, 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 boop. It's perfect. Everybody's being courteous. Come on, guys. Come on. Do it.
Like, I almost avoided all.
It's on? Just...
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, just
the whole,
I just...
the whole episode?
Yes.
What?
And so apparently, I just saw.
Is that the rest of his? Is that the rest of our episode? Are we going to watch it and live live commentary?
No, but no. I actually just want to throw in there that I don't think it was too quick. Just seems, you know, reasonable.
It seems like he had to die, man. Like they painted themselves into a wicked corner.
I mean, yeah, like what else?
There weren't any other options.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what he's doing. Okay, so. I'm a live talk. I don't even know what. Wait, maybe I could turn up the volume so you guys can hear it. I would have to turn on media, right?
I don't know, dude. This is funny.
This is something.
All I know is he had to die, and yeah.
Yeah, and we called it.
Luke would be irrelevant if he was around still. Like, it wouldn't make any sense.
Exactly.
It would not make any sense. It's like, oh, hey, the kid who has no training, we should go to him.
And like, frankly,
not the blind master who does cool crap.
Well, like, and frankly, they're cutting it kind of close as it is, because now the rebels in A New Hope can probably be like, oh, look, there's Luke. He looks just like a mini Kanan.
Man, I feel like he's not. We haven't seen him be like instrumental in the rebellion enough, you know?
Right, which I think how they're sliding by, but it's still a little close to cut it.
I don't think so, because if you think about it, like it's especially because we don't even see them on call on the first one. It's like there's so much stuff going on. I feel like there's hundreds of characters, so it's like they don't all know him. It's not. I don't feel like it's that impossible to believe. Well, but if it goes any farther, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and like on the other side too, with the Imperials, it's a similar type of thing for me, where he's well enough known to certain Imperials that. It makes Luke's whole presence a little less important. I mean, it's still important. He's still got the whole Anakin son thing and all that.
You know,
but...
I guess, too, we don't really see anyone reacting to anything other than the Death Star in A New Hope. And then because the time jump is so concentrated, because it is a 3-year time jump to the next movie, to Empire, it's like maybe he got his reputation and all that stuff that's happening in the comics, in books, you know? It's like... And there's more distance between Kanan as time goes on. Because we don't see everybody, like, the New Hope, as they're putting the medal on, no one's like, he's a Jedi, everybody! You know what I mean? Like, there's things we can do to make it make sense. It just feels weird, you know? Really, as long as there's no fresh memory of it, when he's walking around saying, and Yoda's telling him he's the last of a Jedi, it's really not a problem, I guess. But...
All right, so it's not what you think.
He's not dead?
No, he's dead.
Yes, but it...
There is no Phoenix Force thing, though he does. I don't care. Do you want to be spoiled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He somehow regains his sight in the last second.
From love?
Basically what happens is something starts to get bombed by an AT-AT. And it starts to explode, and it's going to kill everybody unless he holds the force back, the shockwave, the fire back. So while he's holding it back, it's still starting to grow and grow and grow. And she starts to run to him. He pushes her back with the force. They lock eyes, and his eyes turn normal color.
Yeah.
And then he, like, pushes her in the ship, pushes the ship away, and lets go, and the explosion takes him away. And I'm crying right now.
No, but I actually, I think it's pretty good, though, because of all the Rebels characters, Kanan has been and probably still is my favorite of them. And I think that was, like, I don't have sound, but I watched it without the sound. And I think, because if I had the sound on, by the way, it will be recorded as part of the episode, so I don't want to do that. But from what I could see, I think they did a fine job. You know, it has to happen no matter how you cut it, so... I thought that was a pretty decent way.
I'm glad somebody died. I know that sounds really bad.
No, we become
they
so bloodthirsty.
They had to finalize something.
Yeah, so does anybody go next is the question.
Right. And if so, who and how, when?
I feel like no one else has to, and we know that Hera and Chopper make it out. So I feel like really the only remainders are Ezra and Sabine and our buddy Zeb. And I think feel like Zeb can go off.
I think
place.
They're gonna fridge Zeb.
You do? I feel like
I think they'll fridge him.
I think he's gonna be real crappy.
I think he might. I think Mark might be right, just because they are already doing it with Kanan. Like, I don't see them being like bloodthirsty. They didn't really want to kill off the guys in Rogue One at first, and that's a movie, you know. Like, I think we're lucky we got Kanan, if it makes any sense. But I don't, it's possible you could be right. They could fridge him for further development.
See, well, and Sabine can go back to Mandalore and have the. Her whole thing there that they totally set up earlier, like they can all work out pretty much. I still have some concerns with Ezra because they need to wrap up his storyline. Because for me, they can't have it open ended during the course of the original trilogy. There needs to be something to happen before that point, which is in the next couple episodes. And I don't know if they're going to do it.
Unless they do like 40 years later.
Oh.
And then. They can all be in episode 9. The ones that are still alive at that point, they'll be like, "It's time to return."
You know,
we started.
Technically, they never confirmed that Snoke was not Ezra, so we may have already seen his death on camera. Okay, yeah,
man.
That was a little bit of a stretch.
I don't know, man.
For real though, I really do think they need to end his storyline before. The beginning of A New Hope, which, like I said, they've only got so many options left. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to leave it open-ended, and I'm not going to be a fan of that, but that's just me. What do you think about Ezra and how that he needs to be handled now?
I still think he's going to Mandalore with Sabine. I think he's going to be Force-sensitive or whatever, but he's definitely not going to be a Jedi. So then that's how they can skate around the "You Are the Last Jedi." And he's going to go help the rebellion or the you know, the overthrow of Mandalore. Or what? I don't know what the hell.
I think they're doing.
It's still like he's going there with her.
I still think that's quite likely, but it's also possible he could go with Hondo and become a pirate. Because Kanan went, I could see him being like disillusioned.
But we do know Hondo's coming back in the season, so.
I feel like he might go with Hondo for part of the season and then come back eventually and then go back home to his home planet and try and like fix stuff there, do stuff on like a smaller scale.
I could actually
see that where after Kanan sacrifices himself and whatnot, if they kind of like disrupt the Empire presence on Lothal enough that it's not worth it to the Empire, and he just tries to rebuild or something, or I don't know, or
yeah, like I can see him first going with Hondo and being like, "I'm done, I'm gonna be a pirate," blah blah, and then Hondo shows him that he's a crap person, and he's like, "I have to do something more," and then he'll go back to his home planet, and then he'll mess with the Empire, and then he'll be like, "This is where I belong. I have to fix my home." Cutscene end credits.
Guys,
yeah.
Twitter now says that Kanan is a giant wolf.
I said
I remember.
What have I been saying?
You
what
did.
Have I been saying?
Hold on. There's one tweet that says, "So Kanan died and turned into a giant dog." What? And then another one says, "Kanan played too much Mario Odyssey." And says, "You were wrong. Kanan turned into a Lathan wolf."
Loth wolf, sure, but it meant to be
a giant Loth wolf saying he's Kanan. Oh, okay, I'm intrigued. All right, Dave Filoni. Yeah, man, forget it.
So yeah, no. This instead of the Phoenix Force, where it's a giant cosmic bird, we got a giant Force wolf, which speaks for dead Kanan now because he didn't get trained to turn into a Force ghost. Oh, that's cool.
Not work.
Okay. And that's great because everyone's pet could be something cool. It's like then Mace Windu could be like a, I don't know, like a bullfrog. Because
Okay.
why not?
So And like Freddie Prinze Jr. just quoted a tweet, and this isn't a spoiler, but if I had seen this, I would have pretty much figured it out, because it says, "You turned Kanan into my second favorite character ever behind Luke. Like, amazing work." It goes on, but basically amazing work and like great job. Blah, blah, blah. And then he quoted that and said, like, thanks, great character creation, scripts were great, music, all that good stuff. And I'm just like, that sounds kind of goodbye-ish. You know, that's, it's kind of, it would be totally a weird coincidence for somebody to say that to him and him to respond 2 minutes after the show ends if nothing happens. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like,
it's not after every Rebels episode that somebody's like, oh, hey, Kanan's the best. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And this person says, like, you put so much work into creating this character.
Yeah,
and it's awesome. It's very goodbye-ish.
Well, I don't think that he's like, he's a wolf that's going to hang out all the time.
We're back at the wolf.
Well, we know he died, right? Like,
yeah,
he's not a werewolf.
Which, and it also just occurred to me that, I mean, not a ton, obviously, but there are a couple similarities if you think about it with the Kanan's end, if you will, and Luke's, because they both kind of had the arc of going from Jedi to kind of jaded, back to Jedi toward the end. And like, he just did the whole thing where like he just cut his hair and then is like, hey, I'm gonna go and get awesome again. And he gets his sight again at the last minute, trying to, by using all the force he has in him to save his friends. Like, it's very similar in that way.
I want to say, I think that the wolf stuff, I was so distracted because Filoni always likes wolves, and because of the Ahsoka stuff, because he originally was inspired for her design and the concept a little bit from Princess Mononoke, and then the people thinking she might be a wolf, all that stuff stopped me from realizing that Kanan's name is Kanan. You know, oh. it's like Canis or Canis. It's Latin for wolf. Yes, yeah, it's Latin for wolf. And the regular spelling of the name Kanan is like derived from it. It's like C-A-N. So screw you, Filoni, for that like J.K. Rowling-esque obviousness that I missed until now. I feel really silly about not even realized.
A Hera added Kanan to her family history. Just saying, that's what a tweet said.
That dude loves wolves. I gotta say too. Like,
Tim,
still nothing like in my put time. Out. Yeah,
can you put out a spoiler on this episode?
What do you mean?
Basically, do not listen to this if you love Rebels, because we're gonna hurt you. I guarantee if you
do
love
think...
Rebels, not the podcast for you right now.
Say Mark's Schadenfreude. The joy is Mark's taking in this is a little.
Go ahead, Mark.
It's not mean spirited, let's say, but it is not nice.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that I'm happy. Well, I'm not happy.
You wanted him to die, but you're not happy they're sad. You're just happy he's dead. And he's fictional. Yeah. It's a fictional character. It's like, you know what I mean? Like I'm allowed to be happy
you
somebody
care
dies.
About my tears. You didn't care about my tears when E.T. died.
Do we
when E.T. died?
Well, for a minute he died.
Okay. Because I was like, I thought he came back. You've been worried for a minute.
But I didn't know that as a little kid. I thought he was dead.
No, that was E.E.T. who comes back.
It was E.E.T.
Yeah. The clone.
Oh, it's extraterrestrial. Oh, God.
Some of my very favorite comic book characters have never been brought back, and they almost always do. Very frustrating when they don't.
Come back yet?
Who?
Is there any comic book character that hasn't?
Oh, yeah, a lot of like minor ones don't. Eventually they will. But it takes time sometimes.
There are two things I wanted to mention before it gets too far into anything else, and then we'd have to end it. Number one is that I'm sure you've seen this online, the Force of Sound ABC featurette thing is going to be streaming starting tomorrow, which when you're listening to this starting like now, and it's on ABC's website, and it's just a like behind the scenes look at sound design with Rian Johnson and Matt Wood and other people involved with the sound design of Star Wars. I don't know. Is it, do either of you or any of the three of you know if it's specifically for The Last Jedi or if it's Star Wars overall?
I haven't think it's heard.
Last. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. So, I mean, anyway, there's really not much to go over. It hasn't even come out yet, but I just wanted to give that little notice that again, when you're listening to this, it is out now and you can go check that out. I'm sure it's going to be great. Any behind the scenes thing about making a Star Wars movie is usually pretty awesome, especially if you get the, like the head creators behind it, like Rian Johnson and Matt Wood. There's some great stuff there usually. The only other thing I wanted to say was that I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other night, and he told me that he'd heard that Disney was discussing and having conversations with other companies about taking the license away from EA and for the games and giving it to somebody else. I think, Andrea, you mentioned something about that last week as well, I believe.
I just want that to happen.
Okay. Well, apparently it might be. Because yeah, he told me, he said he read somewhere, I didn't know where. I just looked it up a little bit ago. It was from Jordan Mason, actually. So I want to give him credit at Cinelinks. He says that, yeah, Disney's talking about taking the license of Star Wars games away from EA. And that's because of course, numerous controversial things that have come from their Battlefront 1 and 2, and the fact that those are the only two games so far with the other canceled projects and all that good stuff. And he also said that they are supposedly in contact with two companies about potentially taking it over, those being Ubisoft and Activision. So we can find out more if more information comes out about those, but honestly, I would be pretty happy with either of them.
Yeah, Ubisoft would be cool.
What I like about them is that they give 100% to everything that they do, you know? And
yeah.
And they could, like, I don't know. I could, I have a lot of thoughts. So, because they do Assassin's Creed, that entire franchise and series, which is obviously pretty successful.
Right, and they do Far Cry too, right?
They did Far Cry. They do Watch Dogs, which is going to be getting a movie. The Division, which is going to be getting a movie. Rainbow Six all the Rainbow Six series they've done.
Who does The Witcher?
I don't think it's them, but I don't remember who it is. Let me look that up because that's a good question.
I just want a really good RPG.
BioWare, they do it.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, so like they would be a great one. But I also really like the idea of Activision doing it because they have all the resources in the world you would need to do a good game like that. They, of course, like their biggest thing right now is the Call of Duty games that they work with places like Sledgehammer and I think wasn't Raven or something like that. And they also partner, like the head parent company for Activision is called Activision Blizzard because they are also working with Blizzard. And I could spend another half hour talking about how great Blizzard is, but I won't. So either way, if they go with either of those, I would be super psyched about that. I did enjoy what DICE did with Star Wars. I know EA was controversial and had some problems, and I get it. But I would be really happy to find out if it was either of those two companies who do get the license. But I just wanted to mention that because that is a newsworthy thing for Star Wars that I haven't heard many people discussing. So I wanted to throw that out there and thank Jordan Mason for that information in his article, too. That's all I had.
Yeah.
We are now caught up with everything I needed to get out of the way. You can go back to Wolf Kanan if you want, but just wanted to get that done.
Wolf Kanan.
Oh, come on.
Oh, look, all I know is we're busy talking about Star Wars and Andrea is talking about Michael B. Jordan with Ron. So, you know.
I sent out one tweet.
Uh-huh. I'm watching.
All right. Well, you're on Twitter, so maybe you should focus on
podcasting. I was looking for Kanan tweets for the show.
Well, maybe you should focus on video games.
Michael B. Jordan and Ron.
Listen, I'm just saying they should date if they aren't. already. They should.
I will let them know next time they come over for brunch.
Thank you.
I don't know, man. I don't like shipping real people.
It's not that serious. I think
no,
that
I'm pretty sure you got. I know you got the shirt already. It's.
I'm already like drawing my fan art.
I know.
No, I'm still checking. I still haven't gotten any really explicit spoiler things in my timeline. Like, I don't know if I'm happy or sad about this.
I have like one tweet.
We follow the right. Well, no, we don't. Never mind.
I mean, Andy just said a couple minutes ago, stay, in all caps, stay off Star Wars League, stay off Disney XD YouTube. So.
I love the Disney XD YouTube put up the whole episode.
I know. And it's also just that they also put up a video. It's 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And like I said, it's called like the end of Caleb Doom or whatever I said it was. Like, really? I don't know. Nice. I'm surprised. Nice. Like I live on that on the good coast that gets all this stuff on time, and I'm annoyed.
Me? The what coast?
Good. I believe I used the word good.
Yeah.
But like I said, it doesn't really affect me because I get everything on time, and I'm still really annoyed by that. Like really? I don't know.
Wait, Tim?
Yeah.
Are we talking and you're retweeting prequel memes?
I'm checking my timeline to see if there are any spoilers. That's what we're talking about.
Tim, you're the damn host of this show. It was a humorous meme that you tweeted, but we're the host. You're the host of the show. And I'm hearing you talk and you're tweeting memes, retweeting.
Hey, like I said,
listen,
what are we talking about? We are talking about spoilers in our timelines, and I can't know that unless I check my timeline, and I can't help it if in the process of checking my timeline, I see a funny, still Star Wars meme, you know.
And take
prequel
the time
memes
to
are
it.
Forever.
They're amazing.
They're beautiful.
You know, Jared, at this point, you should take over the show.
You know, they say to not make important decisions when you're in the moment with your emotions still running high.
I mean, I'm not tweeting crazy crap. All I've been doing is looking at the canon stuff, like Mark was saying.
Are we on Stitcher, by the way?
Are we what?
We on Stitcher?
No, because you have to like. So I've looked into all that right, multiple times. They need to change their terms.
Their policies.
Yeah, their policies because. The way that it is now, if we try to get on there, we wouldn't really have a whole lot of control over the show.
I tell you right now, though, the fake podcast 287's on there.
Yeah, let them be on there. I don't care.
Jerks.
I check on them every once in a while. They are not very active, at least not that I've seen.
What are you talking about?
So when we first made this, there was like a race to get the rights for the show, so to speak. And it's podcast FN 2187, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. So, cause like we had the idea, like we were talking, it was the three, Jason, I'm sorry, not Jason, Jared, Mark, wow. Me, and Amanda. The four of us were... now it's over 2 years ago. We're talking about getting a podcast started and what we're going to call
it. It was me, Mark, Amanda, and Tom.
That's pretty good. Anyway, so we came up with, podcast 287. We're like, great, let's do it. And then like 2 days later, we saw a Twitter account, I think, was the first thing to come up. That was, podcast FN 2187. We're like, okay. So we kind of sped the process along to get ours in there first in case they decided to use 287 without the FN for some reason. But from what I've seen,
I tweeted a gif of a flaming bag of dog poop on a porch to them. Yeah.
do we still have that first account? Because I want to see what the names that we could have been known by. We came up with a lot of names.
We did. I don't think I still have it.
It's got to be in our timeline. I'll check. Go ahead. Keep talking.
We did, though. Yeah, we were, like, brainstorming with with the names. But anyway, so that's what it was. And yeah, and they've they're kind of doing their own thing. I think I saw they did join a network a little while back. But from what I've seen, they only post episodes like once a month or something like that. I don't know if it's if there's any regularity to it or not, but anyway, that's
well,
what it is.
Not everyone can have a beautiful on-topic Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, we know firsthand about how not everyone can do that.
Yeah, we do.
But you got that right, Tom.
Hey, I only said Jason once, okay? And it was understandable because I was also getting ready to say Amanda. And so I'm like, the words. And
oh, I get it. You think of them as one person. You don't give them their own agency. That's no, really
that's,
nice.
That's not even what I said, but...
paraphrasing. But if we could tell, it's what you meant.
But see, now I'm just waiting for Mark to get back. Like, I think we're pretty much done, but I'm just waiting for Mark to get back because he's checking on the two-year-old group conversation we had.
There's so many DMs with Podcast 287 in here. It's going to take me a long time to figure it out.
Well, it wouldn't have Podcast 287 in it because we hadn't picked the name yet, right?
Right.
We can readdress this next week.
Well, I know one of them was Across the Stars, but it was one name suggestion.
I hope I'll have a generally good list of these for our 200th episode.
100.
Well, oh damn, we're not at 200 yet.
No, this is like 92 or something we're doing now.
Here's the thing. 91. How is it that there are some podcasts who I know started a year after us, are like just cruising up close to us by now, and we're not even at 100 yet. I know we've taken a couple a week or here, a week two, or you know, off or whatever. But are these people doing like two a week, three a week, four a week?
Some of them just must have added more extra episodes because we have only missed a few. When we had our anniversary, what, about a month ago, we should have been at 104, and now we're at 91. Like Tim said, so we're like, you know, four or three weeks behind plus that, so we're a little bit behind, but we've ended up taking probably about 12 episodes off, 12 weeks off over the course of 2 years, which I don't think is
well. I think our thing is we do Mondays. We generally record on Mondays, which happens to be where every holiday falls on. So for the most part, you know, I mean, it's President's Day. Go American president.
I mean, yeah, some of us did have the day off, but
that is a good movie.
Anyway.
And you're a government worker, Tim.
I assume this is about the American president, the movie, which is a good movie.
Now, did you see who I put my avatar as right now?
I did. I noticed that at first I was like, why does he have, what is it from John Adams?
Paul Giamatti, John Adams.
Yeah. No, but at first I was like, why is Mark's avatar Paul Giamatti? It's John Adams.
I went for president, but I didn't want to just do like, you know, normal ones. I went for.
I could do I could change my avatar to Sam the Eagle since I'm the great Muppet.
That'd be good.
I feel like I'm gonna stick with Muppet for the time being as my nom de internet.
Mark, what is this? I get a notification that you liked one of my tweets. How can you possibly be on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Liking a tweet when you're scanning things is the same thing as composing a tweet. Mm-hmm.
I didn't compose a tweet.
You retweeted.
That, exactly. That's literally pressing a button just like liking.
Takes more effort. No, and you're it's more commitment. And you are, you are the host, is Mark.
Yes,
Mark
Tim, you're the damn host. I'm nothing.
He wants you to set a better example. You are supposed to be the best of us.
Fourth in this hierarchy of reasons people turn in to listen to this podcast.
No, I'm pretty sure we did that poll. I was fourth.
No, well, you know what? My stock went up as long as I argue with Andrea, apparently.
That's true. People do enjoy that.
Rude.
Yeah, apparently.
You got like 2 or 3 minutes left? You guys should argue real quick.
No, don't make me argue.
What if we want to make you?
No. Damn it. It's too easy.
It really is.
Whoa.
Hold on. I'm interested in this. What is this?
The suspense is killing me.
Wait. How is that possible? Okay, wait. Whoever's tweeting on the podcast account, you're actually doing it like dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, in my ear as you're tweeting. So whoever's making musical like vibrations in my ear, knock it off.
What are you talking about?
What?
I'm tweeting. Hold on. Tim spamming the DM. There we go.
I just signed into it. What the heck are you talking about? What?
Come on, Tim, knock it off. I had to open it up so I'd stop getting vibrated.
What? I don't know why you named me. I'm as innocent as anybody else in all of this.
That was a weird phrase out of context.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
It doesn't matter. So, yeah, I guess that's about it, though, for the episode. Anything else I didn't cover that we needed to go over before we go? Because I wasn't aware of any other big news thing, but in case
great
I missed
episode,
anything.
Everyone.
So does
Thanks
that mean
for
I didn't
tuning
miss anything?
In. Happy... Have a good week.
Hey, I got to get the bread and the milk.
Got to get the bread and milk. Oh, that's another good vine. All right, this episode has come full circle.
I was just going to say that what do you call it? The Lego Han Solo posters are cool, but it looks just like the other posters with everybody standing by their names or behind the silhouettes of their names.
Oh, yeah.
Check them out.
They're the posters, but with Lego characters in there.
Yeah, they're cute.
Well, what do they think of next?
the exact same thing, but for the next Star Wars movie.
All right. I swear I saw Last Jedi one like that. Was there a Rogue One like that?
There was.
Well, good God, they're 4-4.
They know what they're doing.
Apparently so. They've got their marketing. They got their audience.
I believe that Lego is like for like the fourth or fifth year running the number one toy brand in the world.
Oh, I got something real quick to talk about before we go.
Let's do it.
Keep it short. Are any of you buying the $500 sail barge?
The Lego one?
No.
Oh!
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The giant
about, but no.
one, the Toy Fair one. I saw a picture. The one from Toy Fair. If it's like a Black Series scale or whatever.
No, I don't know if it's Black Series scale. Tim, Tim, Hasbro now has entered into what's it called? Like crowdsourcing, to where if they get 1,000 people, is it 1,000 people?
I don't know.
Or 5,000 people. Anyways, if they get like 1,000 or 5,000 people to spend $500 on a sail barge, they will make it. And it's like a sail barge that holds Jabba the Hutt in there, and they show the pictures of it. It's like legit,
so like it full
is,
scale.
It's Jabba sail. You could fit a Jabba in it.
Okay.
And it's either I think it's a Jabba that goes with the normal size figures.
Well, and like, where would it be? What's the point?
What do you mean?
Like they build
what
it,
do you mean,
then
where?
What?
You get it. You spend $500 and you get the toy.
Oh, okay. You made it sound like if you donate $500, they will make one.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant too. And I was like, I'm definitely not donating to that.
Well, it's $500 for the toy, but they're only going to do it if you know X number of people pre-order.
Oh, okay. I see.
I get you. I don't think like I'd have to really, really want it to get it, and that seems like it's still too much money. You know,
where'd you even put that?
I'd be fine looking at pictures and people's videos of it and go, oh, that's cool, and move on with life.
Tim.
Yeah.
Your garage, I know it's something. You've probably got the you seem like you're also a G.I. Joe guy, and you've got the USS flag already sitting out in there.
Nope.
Tim has a land speeder like Luke's in his garage that is like a go-kart that it's fully functional that he uses to drive around.
Yep.
And he loves Luke so much.
He has his family push him.
That's right. It is not automated.
Because it's clean burning, Mom. He didn't use gas. I'm Luke Skywalker, and he just like goes down the driveway once, pushes it back up. He rides down the driveway.
Classic Tom.
Every once in a while.
Hey, that's three times. I said Jason once.
He wants his parents to lie down on the ground, so when he comes up with this with the land speeder, he can be like, "Mom, Dad," and then go back.
We need to get Noah back on this show. I can't be taking his place.
You're taking the brunt of all what Noah used to take.
And we are actually going to be leaving here in a minute, but we have not brought up the watch in some time, and I have been waiting for the watch to be brought up.
Not a watch anymore. It's a compass.
No, it's because
you have a compass.
No, it's because I now will be wearing a smartwatch instead of just a normal one.
You wear a smartwatch. Do you carry a pocket knife?
I used to. I don't anymore.
Hey, I have a smartwatch.
That's why I'm like,
there's
I've had it for a few months.
Yeah, I heard
like
your condescending tone.
I was just noting that he has a watch again because he said he wasn't wearing one for a while.
Right. Damn. So that's why I've been waiting. I'm like, all right, you guys are going to bring it up. And I'll be like, actually, I do. And it's upgraded. And you haven't brought it up for a few months.
It's not upgraded, Tim. It's not upgraded.
It does literally everything the first one did and more.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's not one of those ones like it's made by Swiss people.
Actually, I think it might be.
No, but it's not one of those things where when you walk, it automatically winds itself because it's attuned to your heartbeat and the gravitational pull of the universe.
No, yeah, but the one I had before did do that. The one I had before was
like,
self-winding. I mean, I still have it. It was, self-winding.
Your your heart stops. It's not one of those.
It's got like a magnetic gyroscope inside. So as you move every day, it's gaining power and sentience.
And again, Tim, just because you upgraded does not mean you have a watch. Just because you have a different operating system inside your robot chassis does not make you have a smart
watch. This is a great episode, everyone.
He has a new watch program. He has a new app.
I have a clock program. And I will ride my land speeder.
State of the art.
It's amazing. I've never lost any charge or anything like that while I'm recording this show. Like, you would have heard some sort of glitch in my system or something, you would think, but that hasn't really happened.
You have an efficient battery, that's for sure.
I guess. Okay, we have now officially...
Are you guys watching Rebels tonight?
Tonight? No, I'll probably watch it tomorrow if I have time.
I might watch it tonight.
Me too. I'll tweet you, Jared.
I'm not.
I mean, I already saw the good part on YouTube, Disney XD. So.
I got my TV hooked up to my computer. I can pop on YouTube on it or on Xbox, whatever I need to do. I'm ready.
I might just live tweet you, just random thoughts. Maybe I'm watching the episode. Maybe I'm not, Jared.
Well, feel free to include me in this. I don't want to miss out.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that's good, though. We had so much Star Wars conversation. We just have to cut it short now. I'm sorry. I know everybody wants more, but that's the way it needs to be. So, next week the Rebels are going to continue to be on at Monday at 9, right?
Yes.
That's a normal schedule. Okay.
Wait. Right before we leave, you guys know Jared Harris, the actor from Mad Men and whatnot.
Kind of.
Yes.
I just made a tweet about how he was awesome. Yeah, I know you and I interacted with him about how he's awesome in The Expanse. And his wife liked the tweet today. But I like that not him. He doesn't search his own name and like them. But his wife does. That's really nice. She's supportive.
That happened to me. I said something about, this was like last year. I said something about Matt Lanter, I believe. And his wife liked the tweet.
That's really nice.
Behavior. I said something nice about you, Tim, and then Noah liked the tweet.
This is the exact same. It's like the life partner liked the tweet.
It's crazy. And Ed, are you there for me to take a run at?
What? I honestly did not hear it.
I said something nice about you, and Blake liked the tweet. Actually, no, wait, no. Blake jumped in and said rude things to me, so
it counts. That's still the way he shows love.
Yes, that's
I don't remember
Blake's
any
love.
Of this.
That's all right. You listen back to the podcast for the part you checked out on.
I didn't check out. I didn't hear what you said.
It's all right. It was a rather long conversation. So
it feels like that. Like, how did you not hear it unless it was you checking out?
No, I just so it's been an hour. So great episode, all right. Guys.
It was a great episode, guys. We had fun.
Still no big spoilers in my timeline, so we're good. All right.
So we're good.
Yeah.
If there weren't, we were going to keep recording. If there were.
I guess that's it, though. So I will, for next week, though, I will want to probably try to watch some, because YouTube reaction videos, right? I want to see if anybody posts any reaction to Kanan stuff. I'm sure it'll be out there somewhere, and I'm just interested to see.
No, we'll do one.
Yes, we must.
Hashtag tears.
Yeah.
Hashtag one tear.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever let him live that down. But all right, so we're leaving now, actually. But thank you, everybody, for being on and for listening, and we'll be back next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You don't count.
What do you mean I don't count?
What? I kind of hope you included that part.
That might be one of those things that gets put in after the music's done, but before the episode's over.
I like that. That was bizarre.